Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, no minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in presidents, you know. He what? Gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone?
More.
How'd he give you a phone?
You sign up, you on food stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
Hey, I have a question. Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks. He's bad.
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, no minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know. He what? Gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone?
I've got to make this a ringtone.
You sign up, you on food stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
Hey,
Obama.
You got Obama phone?
Yes.
There you go. You know, I saw this video yesterday. Should have gotten to it on the radio. It is the biggest viral video in America right now. And, you know, there's countless clips of this back in the election 4 years ago with black, white, you name it, standing up and saying, thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to get a free house, a free phone, a free car. And Obama would go along with it. Remember, women would get up and say, Mr. President, will you please give me a house? He'd say, yes, I'm going to give you a house. And last night, I spent some time looking for those clips on YouTube. I spent like an hour after my children went to bed, and I couldn't find them. So I sent Paul Watson an IM. He's over in England. He gets up about 6 hours earlier. And I said, hey, do an article on this, because he was on the nightly news last night. He covered it on the nightly news. And I said, will you dig up some of the other clips? Because I know there's just, from memory, about 20 of them. And I've been listening to other talk radio. They're only playing two clips, and it's the two clips we're able to find. This new one that surfaced at the Drudge Report, drudgereport.com yesterday, that's where it went viral, to one of the number one stories in the world, not just here. People in Europe are watching this, in Asia in horror. And I hear on talk shows the other clip of the woman thinking she's going to get her mortgage paid for. But that's it. And there's like 20 of them. So will listeners find them? Our millions of listeners, 3 million a day. Can you find them and send them to showtips at Infowars.com? Because Watson can't find them. I can't find them. It's kind of like when I couldn't find George Soros in the late 1990s. He was on 60 Minutes, and he said, yeah, I helped round people up, Jews. He was Jewish in Romania and helped send them away, and I don't feel bad about that. Somebody else would have done it. And I'd seen that, and then it was expunged off the web, and we finally found it again. Somebody re-uploaded it. So they clearly have removed these, because I know how to find stuff. And the reason they've removed it quietly in the last 3.5 years is because they know that the image of dependency that they have created, they want to keep it under their hat. They do not want that image of reality out there. So I'm going to be talking about that today. We have the CNN reporter who quit over the fact that they were ordering her to cover up massacres while, of course, demonizing groups that are basically innocent. So Amber Lyon is going to be joining us, popping in, coming up in the second hour. That said, obviously, there's a lot of other news. And tied into this dependency culture and what government does to people. I mean, it's a fact. The verdict's in. We know what the limousine liberals do. And I'm going to break down the rest of the story coming up. I want to tie it into the attack on the free speech. Feds arrest producer of controversial anti-Islam film on probation violation charges. They say he didn't have a free speech. Wow, I didn't know that. New Jersey high school students planning cafeteria boycott to protest Obama guidelines. Yeah, why is the government involved in even private schools, what's served? I mean, is the federal government going to be involved in what I do in my bathroom? Well, yeah, they do control my toilet. And also Delaware bans spanking. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. That's 9 to noon Pacific, 10 to 1 p.m. Mountain. We are here live. Thank you so much for joining us on this worldwide Friday transmission. And we are going to have an absolutely jam-packed broadcast today. We have a CNN whistleblower coming on to talk about CNN covering up massacres and more as a globalist propaganda front. We are also going to break down TSA now lies about bizarre freeze drills where they literally scream at you in dog training and prisoner training. That's what it is. Also, forget your free phone. Obama has screwed the poor. Paul Joseph Watson article at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. 14 signs that the world economy is getting weaker. We've also got a breakdown on refs don't matter. The fix is in. I'm going to comment on the NFL and that whole fraud. And we are also going to continue to break down what's happening with the economy and more. Stuff like this. Matt Damon's anti-fracking movie financed by oil-rich Arab nation. That doesn't mean I'm saying out-of-control fracking is a good thing in some areas not being done properly and damaging valuable water supplies, important water supplies, aquifers that are national treasures. What it does mean is this is how monopoly capitalism works, insider systems. Because the big oil companies, it's come out, actually finance the fake environmental groups to shut down new refineries and things to create a bottleneck on the glut of oil to keep prices high. While they criticize the environmental groups publicly, they're actually financing them. And it's the same deal here. They don't want us to be energy independent. North America, not just the U.S., is swimming in oil, swimming in natural gas, and swimming in clean, burning coal. We have the largest clean coal deposit in the world, but Bill Clinton in 1997, look it up, laid, what was it, over 4 million acres of it off limits, the biggest deposit in the world. The only other big deposit is, you guessed it, Shycom, China. And do you know what happened to the Chinese government-controlled company within 1 month of Bill Clinton doing that with an executive order back in the late 90s? Their stock and profits just absolutely went off the chart. You can go look that up. So, and memory serves, like a doubling in the stock in just 1 week. I mean, it's insane. Over the next month, their profits exploded. This is how things work. Obama shuts down hundreds of power plants. Now it's going to be thousands of coal-burning plants. Hundreds of them. Thousands more to be shut down. That's the head of the Energy Department just said that earlier this year. And then gives waivers to his inside buddies, like General Electric, and what happens? Well, General Electric can charge you. Well, here in Austin, it's what, double now what it was just 5 years ago. That's the Austin American Statesman. But they go, it's for the earth. And now Austin's announced they're going to shut down the final giant modern Fayetteville plant that Austin owns. Shut it down. They actually say in the paper, it's for the earth. No, 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 it's not for the earth. It's not for the earth. It's for the insider power companies that are raping the living daylights out of us. And Matt Damon, I wonder if he's just a well-meaning liberal sop, you know, always being used by cold-blooded globalists to destroy America. Or is he really just super cold-blooded himself? Because I like Matt Damon. I mean, I like him in the Bourne trilogy. I think he's a good actor. I don't know Matt Damon. I know people that know him. They say he's a pretty smart guy. So I got to say, tentatively, looks like you're an evil bastard. All right, I'm sorry. I'm going to stop right there. Listen, they don't intend to let us have real alternative energies, systems, and technologies. They're going to give us little unpractical systems they own and control. They're going to shut this country down and phase in over the next decade the equivalent of $10 a gallon gas, and that's been stated. And they say they want to bankrupt this country. I need to play the clips of Obama saying that. He wants to bankrupt coal. The globalists don't control coal, ladies and gentlemen, because it's diversified, and that's why they're going to shut it down. We might as well just give the globalists coal, and maybe they wouldn't. No, see, still their instincts are to shut everything down. They are feudal lords. They are into oligarchy. Study that historically to understand what they're up to. Now, speaking of oligarchy, speaking of feudalism, let me just give you a condensed historical breakdown of feudalism that is the political system in every civilization of the last 6,000 years. In every civilization until the Renaissance 500 years ago, I don't care if you're Asian. I don't care if you are Mesoamerican, which is really Asian. I don't care if you're Caucasoid, Negroid. It doesn't matter what group you are. Black, white, it doesn't matter. What so-called, you know, subgroup of humanity you are. What breed. Every human culture, after it got up above tribal groups bigger than 10,000, every single group, every culture was feudalist run. Now, what is feudalism? You have a ruling royalty, and then you have a group of lords, sub-chiefs. And they always develop a system where they keep a subclass as slaves or indentured servants on tiny pieces of property and make them hunt and fish and gather and plant in an agrarian system to deliver the majority of it to the ruling class. And then the ruling class finds out that if you ever get healthy, get enough food, get enough energy, enough money, that you will become uppity. So they learned very quickly to keep you down and to keep you dumbed down. And they would generally use the next door tribe as the threat to say, hey, they're worse than us. If they take over, you're going to be outright slaves. So we have a warrior class that serves the chiefs and the head chief, the lords, and they will protect you if you give them your daughters, if you give them your fealty, if you submit to them. Now, that is the modern system that the globalists want to bring back. They want to get away from the real modern system of the Renaissance, liberty, freedom, lots of small businesses, industry, artisans, a culture that admires beauty, because it's a competitive society. And all the camp followers of the oligarchs, of the royalty, of the insiders, of the monopoly men, they have always instinctively hated and feared real competition. Okay? They don't like competition, as the founder of the Rockefeller dynasty said. Competition is a what? A sin. So when you look at the Obama phone lady who sounds like a cross between Sam Kinison and a Muppet, I've got to get that as a ringtone. I'm telling you, I want that. When you look at this woman and you look at other people, I mean, there's dozens of these clips, and I want to dig them all back out because I'm only seeing two of them circle the media. I want to go dig out because I looked some and couldn't find them. You saw it during the election at all those rallies, women collapsing 4 years ago saying, I'm going to get a free house, and Obama would say, yes, you are. I mean, there's stuff 10 times worse, literally. We've got to dig that out and get it up at articles at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Because everybody out there has these two clips. And I went and looked. I know they've been taking these down. Because I can always find stuff. I remember the names of the clips. They're gone. Maybe just because 4 years have gone by and people have lost their YouTube accounts over time. You know, they go dormant and stuff. But we need to dig those up. But you need to understand, I'm going to give you here today the rest of the story on the Obama phone clip we're going to play here in a moment. Because, you know, we sit here and go, oh, look at this pathetic lady, you know, dumbed down, begging for something free from the government. The media is trying to spin it and say, oh, this is an old policy. Yeah, there was a welfare program where if you were in a rural community, you could get a landline paid for. If you're a disabled vet or something, or disabled old lady, I'm not against that. The issue is it's cell phones and smartphones so the government can contact and organize these people. And they run ads advertising the free phone, $1.6 billion a year. So it is a government program of free goodies. And when you hear how pathetic this woman is, I actually did some looking this morning. Because I'd seen the numbers over the years, and I knew that illegitimacy in blacks, whites, it didn't matter, in the 1950s was less than 10% single-parent homes. I did the research. You can pull this up yourself. It turns out blacks had less illegitimacy than whites in the 1950s. White people had more children out of wedlock than blacks. Now, 92%, this is the federal numbers, you can pull these up, 92% on average, it varies year to year, but it's always about 90, of blacks are born out of wedlock. Now, 50%+ of whites are born out of wedlock. The globalists admit they want to get rid of the family. In slavery, you're not allowed to have a family. When the Romans had white slaves out of Western Europe, they didn't allow them to have families 2,000 years ago. There's slave manuals that were adopted in the Americas for blacks that are Roman slave manuals. You can look that up. So I'm going to go over all this, but I'm going to take you out to break with the product of the nanny state big government. Here is the Obama phone lady. And we will go to break.
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, no minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know. He what? Gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone?
More.
How did he give you a phone?
You sign up. If you're on food stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
Hey, I have a question. Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks. Hey!
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, no minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know. He what? Gave us a phone.
He Give you a phone.
All right. You know, people that like to feel good and superior looking at this pathetic woman, this is being done to every racial group. She's just further down the rat hole. The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So many of my listeners are still asking for the free Nitro Boost with their T-Gen. Let me break it down for you here. T-Gen is the new free testosterone booster from Chamonix. You know what boosting free testosterone will do for you. Increased desire, libido, and better results when you exercise. But men now know that nitric oxide is also essential for improved performance and enhanced sexual function. And that's what Nitro Boost does. So back by popular demand, when you order T-Gen now, you will get 2 free bottles of Nitro Boost with your order. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Mention this radio station and get a free upgrade to priority shipping. Increase your sexual desire, muscle growth with exercise, and add Nitro Boost for a new level of satisfaction, and right now, it's free. Order T-Gen and get 2 bottles of Nitro Boost absolutely free. And as always, you get the Chamonix 90-day money-back guarantee. Call now, 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
We don't need no thought control.
Really? You don't need any thought control? Public schools nationwide, I have the articles here, are asking students, do your parents spank you? It's not illegal anywhere in the United States to spank your children. Now, that's why schools have had corporal punishment. It works. Many mammal species, including whales, deer, will discipline their young when they don't listen because they will be killed. I've seen mother deer bite their fawns kick them when they walk out into a field where there are hunters. I've watched it. I've watched on Discovery Channel, Mother Seal spanking the baby seal when he goes over by the breathing hole of the killer whales. And the nanny state wants children to be out of control so they can then have curfews and checkpoints when society breaks down. This is the oldest trick in the book. You've got to wreck a society before you can totally take it over. And while this has been going on under the eugenicist the last 90 years or so, they've been taking over the society as they go. But now what they're saying is the state can spank you or taser you, that they admit kills people in many cases. The government can rubber bullet you, taser you, shoot you if you have a pen in your hand waving it around. But your parents, well, they can't say no to vaccines. They can't say no to abortions. You're just there to provide the state with a child. And that ties into the welfare crowd that after generation after generation have been turned into jokes, who now become the CPS agents, who now become the police. They're now recruiting the police, CPS, the TSA, a lot of them, out of the welfare ranks. And you're like, why is this person so stupid? Why are they on a power trip? Because they're not just going, got me an Obama phone. A lot of these TSA people are like, I'm God. I'm going to rape you right here. I'm going to grab your breasts in public. I'm going to steal your iPhone. I'm going to break into your medication because I'm God. 5 years ago, I was on welfare. Now I got me a badge and a blue uniform. New Jersey high school students planning cafeteria boycott to protest Obama guidelines, federal rules. They're not guidelines. You want the federal money? That's the state money? That's the citizens' money? That's the free money? Where'd Obama get the money for your free phone? He got it out of a fund of some free money. You know, the whole clip goes on and on. These people are completely disconnected from reality, and the globalists are almost game over. They got more than half the public one way or another, not just the poor welfare zombies, but they've got the defense contractors and all the government workers and the rest of them. And they're now raising the taxes, raising the property taxes, taking over. That's why we're a tyranny. Because we put our kids in government training camps to be dumbed down and to be taught the state is God. Of course we're in trouble. Look at this. Delaware law bans parents from spanking their kids. And it says any pain, including verbal, is abuse. And so the potbelly pedophile government's going to come take your kids, who's 7 times more likely to sexually abuse them, 5 times more likely, just department numbers, to physically abuse them. But that's okay, because they're above the law, because they're God. Because they got an Obama phone. I got an Obama phone. Delaware law bans parents from spanking their kids. New American Magazine up at InfoWars.com. Look at this. Virtual house arrest ordered in minors in East St. Louis. Same place they got the Army patrolling. It says police will also perform ID checks on street corners and gun searches of everyone at checkpoints. This is in CBS News. Minors on the street during school hours will be arrested on site. Yeah, I've been out with my little kids. You know, they're pretty young, at the grocery store or at the swimming hole. And people walk over and go, what are you doing with your kids? Supposed to be in school. I'm like, why don't you shut up, you un-American trash? They don't go to the government training center where they inject cancer viruses in people. Or they'll take my kids off to have an abortion after some pervert teacher rapes them. They got daytime curfews going on in other areas of the country. I mean, this is it. Oh, parents can't spank them. Kids are now out of control. That's all right. The Army will run checkpoints. This is the degeneration of society. Let's go out to break with another clip of a woman 4 years ago saying she's going to get her mortgage paid for by Obama. We'll be right back.
Peggy Joseph took her daughter out of school early Wednesday for this. Her emotions ran high following Obama's speech.
It was the most memorable time of my life. It was a touching moment. Because I never thought this day would ever happen. I won't have to worry about putting gas in my car. I won't have to worry about paying my mortgage. You know, if I help him, he's going to help me.
If I help them, they're going to help me. We'll be right back to break down the rest of the story. What's really behind this and where is it all going? I'll tell you where it's all going straight ahead. It's a master plan. It's a master plan. We're going to break it down.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com. And your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday, we're here, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, radiating out on over 120 AM and FM stations, blasting out on XM 166, Global Shortwave, WWCR, and of course streaming video of the radio show and a five-camera shoot with video clips, documents, you name it, at prisonplanet.tv. Then we're back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central with InfoWars Nightly News. I host at least three nights a week. We have 7, 8, 9 reporters. We are certainly building our media organization thanks to all of your support. We are not funded, not one red cent, by taxpayer money. We don't get any banker bailout money or stimulus money like MSNBC, who demonizes us and basically says we should be shut down, along with Media Matters run by the White House. We are funded by you supporting our sponsors. I'm going to get back into the dependency culture, why they want us poor so they can control all of us so that we're so poor we can't have any opposition to social engineering in just a moment. But I just wanted to add the success or failure of our mission to awaken not just the United States, but the whole world to the globalist master plan. And the rest of the story, because we're one of the only big voices out there telling the truth, the success of this mission is up to you. And that's why the books, the videos, the high-quality water filters that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com, all of that is what finances this organization. Supporting our sponsors, supporting our local AM and FM affiliate sponsors, sponsoring us locally. Whether you're listening to us in Chicago, on 1530, great new affiliate, or whether you're listening to us in Dallas, Texas, whether you're listening to us in Los Angeles, however you're listening to us, it is so important to support those local stations as well. The new magazine, we've sold, I don't know, what is it, 20,000 of them in bulk. You can buy them in 10 packs, up to 100 packs, at cost. At cost. And you can go up to the site right now and buy 10 packs, up to 100 packs, at cost, and get the word out. The new second issue, InfoWars, The End of Humanity, Rise of the Robots, How the Globalists Plan to Put the Machines In, the Smart Homes, the Tracking Chips, the Self-Driving Cars that will then forcibly replace humans. They're already saying they're going to then claim that they're safer than letting humans drive, the Total Control Grid, the Financial Collapse, DARPA, the Real Skynet. This is an emergency transmission. Those are some of the articles in the new issue, and it is powerful, ladies and gentlemen. You can also sign up for a year subscription for $59.95. That's 12 issues plus the first issue, so 13 issues. The shipping is included. This is at cost. At cost, we're selling this because it is it's just a great tool. A lot of people won't read a book now, but if you hand them a cool magazine/newspaper style, it's really a magazine, but it's on newspaper paper, high-quality newspaper paper, you hand them something like this, they are so apt to end up reading it. And it's got lots of little factoids and blurbs and incredible graphics inside of it. Let me show people some of my favorite graphics in here. These are my concepts that then the incredible graphics crew came up with on this particular page. I'm particularly proud of the cover. And also, we've got the Guy Fox, You Are the Hope, powered by InfoWars.com, poster inside, and so much more. Now, here it is, Rise of the Robots, End of Humanity. I am extremely proud of the artwork in here, but most importantly, the information contained in it. This is the big picture. This is the rest of the story. So InfoWarsStore.com, and our success rises and falls on what you do, and whether or not you support us, and you are supporting us, so thank you. These are great tools to wake people up. So you can sign up for a year subscription, not worry about it again. Have the 13 issues delivered to your door. You can also give gift subscriptions. Just go in, sign up for it, put the address in you want it sent to, and let your friends or family know it's coming in the mail. You can also sign up to have it sent to your local library or your local public school. These are info weapons, ladies and gentlemen. And when you're done reading it, hand it on to someone else, because the information in here is evergreen. And this is our answer to the internet kill switch, is going physical. It's just a new tentacle on our Hydra here. InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let me get back to the Obama phone lady. If you just joined us, I'm just going to let it speak for itself and then give you the rest of the story. Let's play the Obama phone lady one more time. This is the most viral video in a long time. And why is it viral? Well, because DrudgeReport.com put it out. And the reason I marvel about Drudge is it has more power than even the mainstream globalist media to actually force things out there. And the system absolutely hates it. They absolutely are tearing their hair out that things like this can be seen. That's why I'm going to get Watson on the line in a few minutes and tell him, because I failed. And I know it's coming into show tips, emails right now. I know there's more than 20 clips I've seen probably of people saying, I'm going to get a free car. I'm going to get a free house. Oh, thank you, Mr. President. There's even a clip of it. Is it Obama deception or fall of the Republic? We've just got to get those clips, and we've got to create an extravaganza video showing that this isn't just an anomaly, because they've got White House operative groups out there implying this is racist to show this. Racist? What's racist is taking people that had less than 10% of their children out of wedlock 60 years ago and now have 92% out of wedlock. And by the way, you sit here and laugh at this poor woman. I mean, it's funny at a level because she sounds like a Muppet, but it's sad In fact, I even thought last night, I may not even play that, but I know I got to. I've got to play it because this is the horrible result. It's like showing kids in school, you know, when they're 12 going into puberty. Well, I guess they go into puberty at about 7 now because of the stuff in the food. That, hey, this is what gonorrhea looks like. Look out. This is what genital warts looks like. This is what syphilis looks like. But this is what the big government looks like. This is what it does by design. This isn't some accident. In fact, I'm going to do a piece tonight on the Nightly News. Because I can pull the quotes up. Years ago, I said, hey, have you read the textbooks in college saying the family's a disease and has to be gotten rid of? And they want to dumb us down. People are like, oh, let us see the proof. So I went and found like 15 examples of it. And put it on air. I mean, they say they want to dumb you down. And you're getting the rest of the story in a moment. Because I listen to neocon talk radio, and it's better than, so-called liberal stuff, because they'll at least admit this is destructive. But they're like, yes, the liberals are idiots. They don't know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. They're not liberals. So I'll give you the rest of the story in a moment. But here is the horrible reality of what big government domestication dependency does. Here it is.
Obama.
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, no minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in presidents, you know? He gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone?
Do more.
How did he give you a phone?
You sign up, if you on food stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
I have a question. Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks. He
I can't even do her voice.
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, no minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in presidents, you know? He gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone?
More.
How did he give you a phone?
You sign up, if you're on food stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
And he's going to do more. Oh, yeah, he's going to do more. $22 billion to ship General Motors to China and Brazil. Shutting down the coal power plants as power prices just explode nationwide. I'm actually in the worst city in the country where they give them UN awards. We showed this in our special report by Aaron Dykes and Ms. Melton last week, Melissa Melton, where they admit Austin's the model where they've doubled our prices in the last 5 years. Started under Bush. This is a globalist agenda, and now it's accelerating under Obama, who's going to do more. Yes, you're right, ma'am. He's going to do more because he's a teleprompter reader. You notice Mitt Romney saying, hey, don't expect your taxes to get cut much or maybe at all. And the Federal Reserve, the foreign bank that runs this country, the foreign consortium, that's just its shell corporation holding company, it's out there lobbying at all the universities, big law firms. They've got tens of thousands of hired, paid PR people at the Rotary Club, the Mason groups, all of them. They go hire the minority leaders, all of them, to go out and push how great the Federal Reserve is. And they invite community leaders to, free dinners, to sit there and all feel like they're big insiders to hear how it's good to shut down our power plants and it's good to have big government and how globalism's to redistribute wealth to the poor, to raise everybody up. And the average good old boy sits there who's got a business, thinks he's an elitist because he's been invited, and thinks, well, I guess it's okay then. This is the shutdown, the post-industrial world. The globalists say they want to shut things down. They want to make you poor. And again, the rest of the story, it's feudalism. I've got to dig this up. It was about, 12 years ago, I came across it. I think it was a Thomas Sowell editorial or something. I'm going from memory. And I went and dug it up and actually found it in mainline references and confirmed and found large sections of a 1730s manual translated out of French that had been translated out of Latin for the sugarcane plantations of the Caribbean. And the book had been translated out of French into English to teach the colonies how to keep their slaves under control. And there were other articles that went along with it. It's like, don't be nice to your slaves, stop, trying to build them up with your Christian charity. That's going to get out of hand. What you need, because, a lot of slave owners were, it was more like indentured servitude, because whites came here. Most people that are here that are Caucasian, you came here as a 7 to 10 year signed on slave. They could put you in prison or kill you in some cases if you tried to run off. That's what sharecropping is, but they didn't call it slavery. They called it indentured servitude. Bond servant, that's what the Bible calls it. And that's always been the way of the world. But they found the best way is don't tell you you're a slave. Just give you a tiny piece of property you don't really own and take, well, 10, 20, 30% under feudalism of what you got. But don't ever let somebody get independent. Don't let a indentured servant or a serf have a weapon. If they have a knife for work, it can't have a pointed end on it that could go through your armor. These are laws. I've actually been in London and seen their museums where it shows serfs' knives and things. And it'll show knives with the end off of them. Everything looked like a meat cleaver because you weren't allowed to have a pointed end. If you had a dog as a serf, it couldn't be a hunting dog, and they would cut off three of the digits on their front feet so they couldn't chase the king's deer. And they and in Europe and in England, they and Japan did this too. They called the serfs the little people, the 6'4" white people that run Mexico. You ever looked at their Congress in session? It looks wider than Germany or something. In fact, a lot of them are German and other groups. And they call the Hispanics down there the little cockroaches. That's the name for the Native American mixed Spanish, German, Austrian. There's a lot of German and Austrians down there. That's who later colonized it, Maximilian and others. You folks didn't know that. You might want to look into it. But the point is, all of that's Austrian-Hungarian Empire ran it for a while. So that's what's going on. And so every culture calls the peasants. That's why in Silence of the Lambs, the first one, he's telling Clarice, I can see from your bone structure, you know, from where you came from. Oh, this area, I bet you worked, family was coal miners, weren't they? Oh, yes. And people say, oh, you couldn't guess something like that. Yeah, you can if you know enough about different types and things. And that's what all this globalist profiling is about. Globalists bred all the breeds of dogs we know. They're into breeding. They're into social engineering. Okay, breeding went on with slaves. Breeding went on with Gaulish and Germanic and Visigoth and Vandal slaves for the arena and for combat. All of this stuff is ongoing, and so we're being socially engineered. And in this phase, do you think the system liked the fact that there were black communities and black businesses and industries that were becoming extremely powerful in their own colleges? And I'm not saying it should be segregated. No. I'm just saying they didn't end segregation to empower those people. They destroyed the black colleges. They destroyed the black-owned businesses and the black doctors. They destroyed it and took a community that was sharp-dressed, educated, informed, that looked down on people like the woman we just showed, and they did what you've seen. I was talking to somebody high up at MTV just recently, and they described how there was anti-establishment music in the 90s, and there was a directive overnight to end it and to bring in destructive gangster rap to destroy the black community further and to export it onto white kids and to Hispanics. And they've done it. That's the culture now, is gangbanger. So the kids all dress like this. The cops are trained, they're the enemy, to induct you into prison. It's like, here, wear this enemy uniform so we can put you so we can put you in our private prison owned by a narcotics trafficking megabank. This has all been scientifically done. They've re-legalized slavery, but to do it, they've got to ship drugs in and have rules where if they catch you with their product, they put you in their jail. And so the rest of the culture can be told you're bad and dangerous. They sell in the public schools, having the gangs beat up the black, white, and Hispanic and Asian kids until they're forced to join the gangs tentatively. So then the cops can enroll you in the gang program and take your rights. Then you can be sent to juvenile hall for even being late to class now three times in places like Texas. Your parents can't spank you. You go to juvenile hall, you learn how to get gang raped, you learn how to get tattoos, and you learn how to rob, and you get out and have a criminal record. You can't have a job now, so now you're a criminal. Or maybe you didn't get a criminal record before you became an adult, so they hire you as a cop. This is the new total conversion to evil. And it's been done scientifically. Domestication by design. So when I hear neocons on radio going, we don't know why these liberals are so dumb. You know, Chris Matthews, he doesn't have blacks at his wedding. You know, look at the video of thousands of people at his wedding and not one black person. Or look at how, folks, it's much worse than that. Margaret Sanger, I didn't just believe this a decade ago. I sent off to the universities and got the copies from the big foundations, Colgate and others. They said, we got to kill these inhuman weeds. We got to abort them. We got to exterminate them. Man, we got to kill these people. How do we do it? I mean, these are quotes. Well, just pull up Margaret Sanger. I mean, she got awards from Hitler, gave awards to Hitler, and they call her the liberalest woman ever. Oh, we love you, Margaret Sanger. Got to raise money for Planned Parenthood. They said, we're going to pose as liberals. We're going to hire the black leaders. We're going to finance them. And we're going to get rid of segregation. And we're going to destroy their culture, then take that destroyed culture and dominate culture with it. We're going to get people to accept abortion in the name of killing blacks, so then we can kill everybody. And that's what they've done. Everybody that laughs at the pathetic, some of the pathetic black communities or some of the other pathetic poor communities, that's for you, buddy. You can run to the suburbs all you want. They're going to cut your power off. They're going to jack up your prices and tear your roads up and force you in. Okay? To the new prison domestication economy. They're going to grope you and your family in prisoner training at the airports and in highways. They're going to tell you when to freeze. Everything you've seen that's been done to blacks, that was just set up with a group they thought was weak culturally, who people just look down on. They always target a minority first. It's for you. This is dependency. It's meant to kill us. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same?
Does it make it easier on you?
Will it make it easier on you now?
But you got someone to blame.
Got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, when it's one need.
In the night.
In the night.
We are back, my friends.
One love, we get to share it. It leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it.
That's right. Liberty leaves you if you don't care for it. It's like a plant, like a child. To see the ugly face of brainwashing, let's play the Obama phone clip one more time of someone with reflected glory. It's not just welfare and goodies from the state that, by the way, tells that woman under federal regulations, it's not a law. By the way, you've got to take upwards of 10 vaccines a year, and you've got to have your babies take vaccines, and we're going to give you fluoride water for them. We recommend that. And you're going to wonder why your kid gets cancer, but that's okay because I got an Obama phone. This is sad. You can laugh at one level at this lady, but it's sad. It's sad. And then you look at the rest of the public, ladies and gentlemen, they're doing it to everybody. When you look at the television, mainline TV, it wants to kill you. It wants to sell you a culture of death, that having kids is bad, that being married is bad, that family is bad. Look at it. It isn't liberal. It's eugenics, destroying everything good so you will stand down. We are under psychological, spiritual, economic siege. We're being usurped. We're being covertly taken over by the social engineers who brag in thousands of publications that they're doing it to us. They're monsters. I mean, we go interview professors, and they say, yeah, the family's a tyranny. It's in the textbooks. Last week, we played a professor on air from UT who said the family's a tyranny. This is what they teach. When the CPS comes and takes your kid from a good house, they don't take them from the bad ones. They're mandated to destroy good families. They're mandated to put hyperactive leadership men, boys, on Ritalin. They know it causes the heart to swell and causes brain shrinkage and brain damage. They know it's an amphetamine. They want to hurt you. Margaret Sanger was a Nazi. In fact, the Nazis were inspired by her, so she's not a Nazi. She's the Nazi's mama. You still want an Obama phone? Yeah, you do. And it's identity politics. It's identity politics. Here is Obama phone. One more time.
Obama.
You got Obama phone?
Yes. Everybody in Cleveland, no minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know. He gave us a phone.
Give you a phone.
How'd
he give you a phone?
You sign up. You're on full stamp. You're on Social Security.
Yeah, you get a microwave system. Cancer and track you.
Romney again?
Romney, he sucks. Hey!
Romney! All right, that's enough.
You got Obama phone?
That woman is so pathetic, and she's worried all her goodies are going to be taken away. Hey, lady, they want you dead. They said, we're going to pose as liberals. We're going to domesticate the black people. Which was not new. It's a 2,000-year-old Roman manual for slaves. What's the Roman manual say? You keep the men out in the barn. You don't let them learn how to speak or read. You bring the women in the house as the house servants, and you tell them the men will be killed if they don't keep them in line. And when they first bring you into slavery, whether it was out of North Africa or out of what's Germany today, they'd line up the men and chop their heads off in front of the women. And they'd turn to them and say, you keep your little boys in line or we're going to kill them too. And those women became the greatest tyrants over your men you've ever seen. It's called house slaves. That's what feminism is house slaves.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.